This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has backed off a threat made earlier by Moscow of retaliation for the downing of a Russian aircraft over Syrian territory the Kremlin blamed indirectly on Israel. Mr. Putin called it a disaster resulting from what he described as tragic accidental circumstances involving Israeli aircraft. 15 Russians died. Russia's defense ministry said Syrian anti-aircraft batteries downed the plane but held Israel responsible for only giving a moment's warning. Mr. Putin spoke of the incident with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. Meanwhile, special UN envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, welcomed Monday's agreement between Russia and Turkey to establish a demilitarized zone to allow radical elements to leave Idlib province and avoid a major government assault. He said it offers a chance for a political settlement of the conflict.
What Syrians want to know is when will a credible process start? As far as I'm concerned, all the pieces are in place for that to happen.
Damascus welcomed the Idlib agreement, but vowed to pursue efforts to recover every inch of Syrian territory. A lawyer defending an alleged commander of the Lord's Resistance Army told the International Criminal Court Tuesday that his client, Dominic Ongwen, was himself a victim of the LRA's brutal leader, Joseph Kony.
Whether the accused qualifies as a victim. If so, whether his victimhood ceased at any time during his captivity under the LRA.
Crispus Ayena Odanga said Ongwen was abducted at age 9 and did not possess a mind of his own. He's accused of murder, sexual slavery, and recruiting child soldiers, but Odanga said he should not be held responsible for those crimes. An Italian priest has been kidnapped in southern Niger near the border with Burkina Faso. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the abduction of Pier Luigi Macali, member of the Society of African Missions Religious Order. This is VOA News. The International Criminal Court's prosecutor, Fatou Bensouda, Tuesday opened a preliminary investigation into alleged crimes targeting the Rohingya Muslim community in Myanmar, also known as Burma.
This includes deprivation of fundamental rights, killing, sexual violence, enforced disappearance, destruction, and looting.
At the same time, a UN fact-finding mission on Myanmar issued its report denouncing the extreme brutality of the country's security forces involving mass killings and gang rapes of the Rohingya with genocidal intent. Myanmar's ambassador in Geneva denounced the report as one-sided. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro, back from China, announced Tuesday that Beijing will have a larger stake in a country's oil industry, providing another loan as he seeks external financing amid Western sanctions over his autocratic rule. Mr. Maduro said Venezuela will increase its oil exports to China by another million barrels a day as debt repayment. At a joint news conference in Pyongyang, South Korea's President Moon Jae-in said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un agreed to permanently abolish key missile facilities in the presence of foreign experts and is prepared to close the country's main nuclear complex if the U.S. reciprocates. Mr. Moon said the two Koreas also adopted a military pact, ending a history of brutal and tragic confrontation and hostility. North Korea's leader agreed to an unprecedented visit to Seoul. The two countries also agreed to work jointly to bid the hosting of the 2032 Summer Olympic Games. In a tweet, President Donald Trump called the announcements exciting. China's Premier Li Keqiang Wednesday told a business conference that China supports multilateralism and free trade. He denounced unilateralism but suggested China will further open its economy. He spoke after Beijing added $60 billion in U.S. products to its import tariff list after President Trump announced another penalty on $200 billion of Chinese imports over Beijing's trade and economic practices.
Because we can't let them do anymore what they've done. And I watch trade deficits because to me deficits are very important. They're not everything, and they're not exact. Sometimes you can have a deficit, and that's not such a bad thing. But when you have $375 billion in trade deficits, and then many billions of dollars in other liabilities of all different types, you have to do something about it.
As to his approach is working, Mr. Trump said it's too early to tell. The rights group Amnesty International has accused the South Sudanese government and allied militia of war crimes and staggering brutality early this year based on dozens of accounts with victims shot, raped, burned, hung, and run over. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.